I had the opportunity to speak to a group of women on our moshav last night about something that I really never went into in detail, and it's very short. In fact, when they invited me, they said, we'd like you to give a short Dvar Torah, which I'm very perceptive, and I got the hint. So it's very short. It's just probably long enough to finish the time that we have. It has to do with the power of answering Amen, the significance of answering Amen, and since it was an eye-opener to me preparing it, and Elul, we could use all the zechuyos you can, and this is a real easy one, per se, so I'm going to tell you about answering Amen. First of all, let me tell you some Amori Chazal, which will put Amen into the perspective that it's really something important. The Medrash Rabbah in Seder Kisavo says, "Ein gadol lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoser me'amen sheYisrael omen." There's nothing greater in God's eyes than the amen that the Jewish people answer. That's a pretty powerful statement. The Kolbo says the following, "Kol ha'omer amen shutef laKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereishis." Whoever answers amen becomes a partner with God in creation. The Shaloh HaKadosh says that all of the upper worlds and lower worlds, all of the spiritual, physical worlds, their foundation and root is the answering of Amen. It is the foundation of all the worlds. This is what happens when you answer Amen. The Gemara says in Brachos, "Gadol ha'ona Amen yoser amin ha'mevorech." A person makes a bracha and somebody answers Amen. Who's the greater of the two? The one who answers Amen is greater than the one who made the bracha. All these things we'll discuss why it's like that, but first hear what it is. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'ona amen b'chol kocho," a person who answers amen with all of his strength, "poskin lo shari gan eden." The gates of Gan Eden are open to that person. What that means, we will discuss, but it sounds pretty significant. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Miyad shatinik only amen yesh lo chelik l'maboy." You know, when a child has already a share in the world to come from the time that he answers Amen. When a child is old enough to answer Amen, at that point he already has a share in the world to come. Now, what is the idea? So Amen is obviously a very important thing. Why? What does it mean? The Gemara says, what is Amen? Amen is the first letters of the following three words, Kael, Melech, Ne'eman. And that's what you should think about when you say Amen. Now, what does that mean? Kael Melech Ne'eman. Kael means that God is a Baal Chesed. He is kind and does kindnesses and good. He's good. Goodness of the Rabbanu Shlom is represented by Kael. Hashem, Hashem. Kael Rachum Vechanun. Kael is Midas Tuvo. The goodness and kindness of God. That means that I believe that God wants to do good and kindness. Melech. There are many people in this world who would like to do good and kindness, but they're not capable of doing it. They don't have the wherewithal. God is a melech. He is in control of everything. He has everything. So if he wants to do good and kindness, he's capable of doing it. That's the second point.
Isn't melech a king?
A king. But a king means one who is all-powerful. And Ne'eman means that he is faithful. There are people who would like to do kindnesses, and they have the wherewithal, but they're not faithful. They don't end up doing it. The Rebbe is all three. He wants to do good, he's capable of doing good, and he is faithful, and he will do the good. That's what you have to say. You hear a bracha, which intimates that God does this or that, or will do this or will do that. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. Baruch atah Hashem, Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. When you say Amen, you're saying the following. I believe that that is true. I believe that God does that, that he wants to do it, and Ne'eman, I believe that God will do it. And therefore the Amen means, I believe it, and I hope it's going to happen. Halavai, it's going to happen. I believe that it's true, and I want it to happen. That's what you mean when you say Amen. And therefore, this should be done even when a goy gives you a bracha. As long as he's not giving you in the name of idolatry. Right? A goy says, be healthy. Say Amen. Surely if a Jew tells you that. Or any other bracha you get. All right, Rachmanu Lisson, somebody sings Shiva. So when they come and they say Hamakom Yinachem, it's a bracha. You're supposed to say Amen. Right? A person is supposed to say Amen to any bracha that he hears, whether it has God's name in it or doesn't have God's name. So it's a formal bracha or not a formal bracha, you're supposed to answer Amen. And the Amen means I believe that this is possible and I hope it's going to happen. Right? In other words, you're believing in God being a Kael and a Melech and a Naaman.
In other words, it's an acceptance.
It's more than acceptance. It's a testimony that it's true, and it's a prayer that it happened. Okay, therefore, the person who answers Amen is greater than the person who made the bracha. The person who made the bracha started. You're finishing it off. You're sealing it off. I am putting the gushtanka, the seal, on what he said, and I'm also praying that it should happen. And therefore, it's interesting. When you make a bracha, you usually only mention one name of God. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Baruch Atah, Ado. That name of God in Gematria is 65. That's the numerical value of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. 65. Now, the other name of God, which we don't say, is Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, which is the Gematria of 26. Okay? Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is God as the master, the king. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei represents God as, first of all, being all time, so he's faithful, right? He's beyond time. And also, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is God's name as a kind, kindnesses, chesed, is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. So, when you put those two names together, 65 and 26, you get 91. 91 is the same numerical value as Amen. So the Amen has both names of God, the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And the person who made the bracha only said one name of God, the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. There's another thing that Amen signifies. Ani Moser Nefesh is the Rosh Tevos of Amen. Why? Because when you really believe something, Amen means I really believe it and I'm hoping it's going to happen. Right? It's not just something intellectually I believe, it's something I feel in my bones. And you know where that comes from? That's the education, Zunt. You can answer Amen. That kind of emuna is not the emuna of intellectual emuna. That's the emuna you get from your mother. That's the one that comes from osmosis, from experiencing emuna. That's why Amen, the first two letters are Ein, mother. Because that Amen, that idea that I really believe it, and I really feel it's going to happen, and therefore, I'm willing to be most... When you really believe something, you're willing to sacrifice for it. If as much as you believe it, that's how much you're willing to sacrifice. Somebody who doesn't really believe is not going to sacrifice his life for the Torah. You have to really believe it to sacrifice, or sacrifice anything. And therefore, that kind of emuna itself, comes from the Ein. That kind of Amen emuna, and that's why the baby... When what's it called? A child doesn't have any chachmas. If he answers Amen and he knows at least a little bit, he believes it. A child believes what he says. So that's the same thing. As soon as he says Amen, that's when he has a share in the world to come. And that's what it says. Amen b'chol kocho means you say it out loud and you, what's it called? You, therefore say it with kavana. You say it, you know what you're saying. You mean what you're saying. Hold on one second. Let me just finish this idea. And therefore, the idea is that poschimlo, share gan eden, all the gates are open to such a person. Because when you really believe it, and you really say, yes, I'm testifying, this is true, and I'm hoping it's going to happen, right, because it's in my blood, it's in my limbs, it's not just something that I intellectually know, so then that opens up all the gates of inspiration for you, for other people. It makes your tefillas answered. It says a person who answers Amen properly, his tefillas are more effective. And it says it gives you extra long life, qualitatively and quantitatively. It fills your life with quantity and quality. Now one last thing, Reb Simcha Zissel from Kelim, the Alter from Kelim, said it's kedai for a person to be created and live 70 years suffering like Eve, to be able to answer one Amen in his lifetime. All of that is worth it. That's how great an Amen is. Hold on. Some of the halachos of Amen are, you shouldn't answer an Amen Chatufa or Amen Yisoma. Some say that means you shouldn't answer Amen before the bracha is finished, because then it's irrelevant, because you don't even know what the bracha is finished. Or you shouldn't answer the Amen too much after the bracha is finished. You have to answer Amen within Toch Kedei Dibra, the time it says to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Also, you shouldn't answer Amen to a bracha you don't know what they're answering. You walk into shul and they're saying Amen, you're not allowed to answer Amen unless you know what bracha you're answering Amen to. You don't have to hear the whole bracha, you can hear just the end. You don't even have to hear any of it if you know what bracha the people are answering to. But if you have no idea what people are answering to, you're not allowed to answer Amen. And the Amen, what? Why? Because Amen means something. It means I believe that and I want it to happen. If you don't have a clue what's being said, then your Amen is worthless. Also, you should say Amen. Not Amen, or you should say it in the time that you can think those words, Kael Melech Ne'eman. You shouldn't say Amen just like this. Amen, saying an Amen when it's not necessary is like saying a bracha that's not necessary. It's not proper, and you shouldn't say Amen twice to the same bracha. Now, if somebody gives you a bracha, don't say Amen, Amen. You could say Amen, vi Amen, according to some opinions, and have in mind, the first Amen is that it's true, and the second one is that I want it to happen. But it's better just to answer one Amen, because answering two Amen seems like you're answering two different deities. And again, it's not only for a formal bracha, any kind of bracha that a person gives you, even a goy, you should answer Amen. I believe that God has the capability of doing it, and I'm hoping that it will happen. And you should answer Amen, like we said, out loud, but not louder than the person who made the bracha. Shouldn't scream the Amen louder than the person who made the bracha, or saying the Kaddish, or whatever you're answering Amen to. Yes? Amen what?
Selah.
Yeah. Now, Amen is just, Amen Selah is just when it's in a pasuk. That's how David HaMelech put some kind, but we just say Amen. That's, yeah. Yes. Right. The person who makes the bracha should say it out loud, and you shouldn't say the Amen louder than that person. Unless you're trying to incite other people to answer Amen, then you can say it a little bit louder. Yeah.
If somebody makes a bracha, you don't like that person.
What does it have to do with the person liking it or not? No. You're definitely allowed to say Amen to that bracha. Maybe what you heard is that a Kohen, who the people don't like, or doesn't like the people, should walk out of shul Naduchen, because he has to say Birkas Kohanim bi'ahava, but that you shouldn't answer Amen to the bracha of somebody you don't like, I don't know. I'm not aware of such a thing. Now, because it's a different story. That's not you don't like them. And the Rebbe doesn't like them. Right. A goy, we take on, he also means God. You know, a person's not because you're not allowed to answer Amen to his bracha. What? It depends if you're a Sfardi or an Ashkenazi. But Ashkenazim should say Amen. That's a proper way. Right. Not Amen. Mazel Tov is a bracha, yeah. Why not? Yeah, should have Mazel Tov. Yeah, say Amen. Nir Sashem, if we answer Amen properly to the brachas that are made, then the Rabban Hashem will see to it that he'll answer Amen to our tefillas, and we'll have all a good, happy, healthy year.
Amen.
Okay, yes.